This is Marina Pacini interviewing Emlyn Edding for the Archives of American Art at Mr. Edding's studio at 1921 Manning Street in Philadelphia on October 12, 1988. Can you tell me where you were, when and where you were born?
I was born in Marion, outside Philadelphia, which was in those days in the outside, in the real country. Now it's practically absorbed by the city.
And your birth date?
August 24th, 1905.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your mother and father, your family circumstances? What did your father do?
Oh, my father died when I was about two, so I really hardly knew, but he was a broker. Mm-hmm. And my mother didn't do anything. Nobody did. Women didn't have jobs much in those days, as you may mm-hmm. have heard. So that she didn't do anything. She was more social.
Okay. Was anybody in your family interested in art? Were there any artists or collectors, or amateur artists?
Yes, on my mother's side, there were. They were interested in art. I don't think the kind of art that we think of now, very realistic paintings of landscapes and things like that. But they weren't interested in the way people are now what is the expression? In investments, they weren't interested in that. They just got what they liked.
Okay. So then your mother's family's home, the family homes had art in them, and this would have
yes,
been your first
did.
Exposure to.
Unfortunately, not things that we think of now as great things, but anyway, they did have them.
Okay.
Pictures all over the walls.
Okay. When did you start your interest in art, in becoming an artist yourself? Did you start drawing at a very early age?
Oh, I started, yes, when I was a child. After my father died, my mother took me to Europe. And at that point, I began to make drawings all the time in the rooms we were in. And I decided then and then quite early that I wanted to be an artist. Though there was conflict with writing and the theater too, which interested me passionately. But as I look back on it, it's pretty clear that my one real interest and only one was art, painting and drawing and illustration.
Now, how old were you when you went to Europe with your mother? Were you?
Oh, I was about five, I suppose, I think.
Okay. And how long did you stay there?
Well, quite a while. I went to school in Switzerland.
Okay. Did you travel a great deal? Did your mother take you to museums?
To what?
To museums. Were you looking at art?
Well, not that much, because I was a bit young for that, actually.
Okay.
But I used to draw at home.
Okay. Did the schools that you attend teach any art? Were you taking art classes at all?
No, there were the regular schools in Europe, which are much more general education and cultural education than we have here. And so the art would always come into it in Europe, in the education.
Okay. What would you describe as your first formal art education?
First form?
Formal art education. I mean, other than these classes would be comparable to American high school. Did you ever take any classes outside of school while you were in high school?
No.
Okay.
I took classes after I went to Harvard is when I started.
Okay.
And I went to Harvard because I was interested in a drama course, which was later switched to Yale. However, I went through with my entrance in Harvard, and I disagreed with the way they taught.